Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, I've never been a horror guy, and I don't think if anybody said 2 years ago that John Krasinski's the perfect person to direct a horror movie, I wouldn't have believed them. So, to me, I didn't see all these new horror movies until I started directing, but what I did see were all the more classic directors. So, I loved Hitchcock, I loved Jaws, I loved Alien, I loved Rosemary's Baby, and so it's this sort of classic, spooky, scary type of thing rather than the gory thing that I really connected to, but also what all those movies have that I think this movie has in a big way was there's something else going on. It's not just a scary movie. There's a much bigger theme in there. And so for me, it was this family. I certainly didn't sign on because I knew how to do horror. I signed on because I really wanted to tell the story of this family. I got the original script for this 3 weeks after having our second daughter. So I was wide open, open nerve, open emotions, totally scared to keep her safe, keep her alive. And that's what's going on in this movie. And to me, you know, there isn't a better allegory for parenthood, so I thought this is such an amazing opportunity. It looks bizarre looking at this poster, but this is a love letter to my kids.
You totally can sense that.
Yeah.
That it's all the suspense, the white knuckling part of all of this, but it's the love of the family and the father protecting his whole family.
Exactly.
That really drives this movie and makes it so much more relatable.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think that's what that I got out of it. What's it like working with Emily? This is the first time, right?
It is the first time. We've talked about it a whole bunch, but you know, the truth is we didn't want the story of us being married to supersede the story that we could tell in the movie, and that's hard to do. You know, I think that this one's pretty out there, so we are safe. But also, I think that there's something really beneficial about us being married in this movie, because we're married in the movie, because we have kids together in the movie, but also because we can't talk. So there's not a lot of dialogue in the movie. And because you can't talk, we have a secret language. So we got to really utilize this very, you know, sweet, personal language that we have with each other and put it on camera.
Did you, was there practicing before filming ever started of trying to be quiet? And you don't realize how difficult it is.
It's really difficult. Yeah. And I remember that's what Emily said. It started out as a joke where, you know, after she signed on to the movie, we would make jokes where if we were making dinner for the kids and we dropped a spoon, Emily, as she was cooking, would just be like, "You're dead." and it was really funny. But then we started really thinking about it and she said, "Wow, this is actually very, very difficult." And there's a, you know, a way you walk and all those things change because you're trying to be as light as possible. But what we did do a lot of was preparation. We talked a lot. And I said to her, I said, we were really nervous to work with each other because we each have our own process that we didn't know was going to link up. And the way we did it was we treated it just like our marriage. We just said, we have to be honest from day one. So I said, is there anything in the script right now that you want to change? Is there anything you don't agree with? And then I walked her through how I was going to shoot every single scene weeks and weeks and weeks before we shot. And I said, is there anything that doesn't feel right? And her charge to me was, well, don't ever move on from a scene just because you don't think I want to go again, or I'm your wife and you're just treating me nicely. You have to treat me like your actress and get the performance that you need. And I just thought that was so great. And that's how we sort of went forward. And I honestly will say it's the best collaboration I'll ever have. She's the best person to work with that I ever could have done.